Hey friends, I'm your host, Leanine Heiss, and this is episode 107 of the Moms and Pro podcast. Summer is well underway, and I'm sure that you are like the rest of us, just trying to figure out what that will entail. Today's guest is my friend, Claire Smith. Claire is first and foremost Christ follower. Then she's a wife and a mama, but she's also a health and fitness instructor, coach, and mentor. I've followed Claire on social media for years, but have run into her at many conferences. And I so value her voice as we look at the connection between body, mind, and spirit. You're going to love this conversation about helping our kids honor the body that God has given them. Before we get started, do you know about our online summer Bible study? This is a free opportunity to join Moms and Prayer President Sally Burke as she dives into the purpose, power, and provision of praise. This is a free four-week online study. Each week, you'll access a short video and study questions that can be done in about an hour. This is a great opportunity to lay aside the fear threatening all of us right now and grab hold of the Father's rock-solid truth. So grab a friend and register on the website at momsandprayer.org. Our study begins on July 7th, so don't delay. I signed up today. This resource and hundreds of others like it are available on our website because of donors and friends like you. Thank you if you are a regular giver. Would you consider participating in our 2020 Giving Challenge by going online or texting the word steward to 41444? That's the word steward to 41444. Thanks in advance for that. Now, let's get started with my friend Claire Smith for a conversation that will get your family moving. Claire Smith, welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast.
Hey, it's good to be here.
It's so fun to see you, at least on my screen, friend. And I want to introduce you to our audience. I met Claire years ago at the Raising Generations Today conference in New York, which is so many years ago now. And every time we overlap, I just think we have kindred spirits. And I love what you do, but I want you to give our audience a full picture of who you are. So introduce yourself to our listeners.
Well, I'm so glad to be here. This is such an honor. And I agree with you, Lee. We are definitely kindred spirits for sure. So, okay, the short version is that I'm married to my husband, Corey, 17 years. We have two kiddos going into eighth grade and sixth grade. And, you know, I'm a mixed bag of different things. I kind of started out in the world in corporate America and lived that world for a while until I stayed home with my kids. And then started teaching fitness classes, became a fitness instructor, which was a burn, I think, that God gave me at a very young age. I had the opportunity to start this thing called a blog, which has now been, you know, 9 years ago or something like that. So, and that has morphed into kind of what I do now. And that's a mix of health coaching, leadership coaching. I still am an instructor at a local college here. And then obviously just pouring my heart out ministry-wise. So I travel and speak and then just create, you know, basically any content online here, all while trying to manage the homestead, being a work-at-home mom partially, whatever you want to call that to be. So yeah, that's kind of my background and what's gotten me here today.
I love that. One of the things that I think that you've brought into my world 9 years ago when I read your work but didn't know you yet was that we're connected. Our bodies are deeply connected to who we are in Christ as well. So I think it's just important that people hear your testimony of how you came to Jesus. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. So, you know, I definitely was one of those girls who grew up in a Christian home, going to church and such. And then when I was in fifth grade, I was at just a VBS camp. And that's when someone shared the gospel with me. I always tell people, it was like the girl that sat across the way after we prayed the prayer. She says, "Now, Claire, what's important is that you get involved into a church and that you read your Bible." And I said, if you would have had a videotape on me, you would have seen me. My eyes were as wide as saucers and I was sitting there nodding my head. And I took those marching orders to heart. And so from a young age, by God's grace, really sixth grade or so, I was just all out for the Lord. I just read his word and I absolutely loved it. All through youth group was very involved there, student leadership and such. Clearly not a perfect person by any means, but that was just basically kind of God has always put me in those type of positions. And I've just had a burn and a heart for his word, for truth, for sharing real life with other people and sharing the gospel. And so that's kind of been my story. I can't say I have the jaw-dropping testimony, as many will say, but God has saved me. He has saved me from myself. And so that's the biggest grace of all.
Oh, so good. So good. So when did you begin to recognize that there was a body, mind, and spirit connection? I mean, you said that you felt that burn early on, but when did that begin?
So for the body connection, I think God naturally gave me this desire probably back when I was in elementary school. We have funny stories of me doing the Mousercise videos and the get in shape girl. And I just was kind of a naturally disciplined person. I was into sports all through high school. I led my coaches would be like, Claire, put them through workouts. I just naturally was put into those natural positions. Always loved physical fitness. Always loved the Lord. Didn't really know that those two worlds could merge in any way. And then as I got into my adult life and started living life, and life got a little bit more difficult and such, I feel like the Holy Spirit opened my eyes to see that there's a bigger picture that he was writing and how he really has connected us, mind, body, and soul. And so that kind of just came through the school of hard knocks, you know what I mean? Just like living life in that way. And then getting in the Word of God. And then as I have had this ministry online, and as I talk with women, and as I learn and get into the Word, and also just in basic physical knowledge of our body and our minds, it has definitely been one of those things that I'm like, you cannot deny mixing all of those things together, which is why you won't see me just on my blog only purely about the physical body. For a while when I started out, that was kind of my focus because I was just getting started. So it's very exercise-based and food-based. But for me to not also bring in the spiritual component and the mind and the soul, that to me is an incomplete message, because as I have worked with women over the years and in myself personally, and what I believe scripture even has for us, it just all goes together. It's a cohesive type of a thing that we have.
And there's so many physical illustrations that the writers throughout scripture use that directly link to what we're doing and the training and discipline we have with our bodies, right?
Absolutely. There's so many. It's funny because when I talk about the physical health or anything else, it's very easy for me to use scriptural concepts with it. But then when I'm trying to also apply and teach a spiritual or faith concept, it's very easy for me to use a physical analogy and training. And so they actually work hand in hand. One supports the other. And how do you live a godly life while stewarding your health? Well, I can give you scripture there, but then how do I also teach a spiritual practice? Well, I can use the analogy of a marathon or weight training or something like that. So for sure.
Well, okay. So what has this healthy living growth journey looked like for you? We've talked about that this began at an early age, but when did you begin to see that not everybody had the same ideas about health? And when did it become something you wanted to share with others?
That's such a good question. So the physical part alone, obviously, you know, growing up, you know that there's people who are into working out versus not, right? And I was always an athlete. So in that aspect, you're like, listen, I was a fitness instructor. So I had the context of women coming into my classes. Some of them drug themselves in there because they knew they just needed to. Others loved it. So I always had that type of context in regards to that. But it was really, again, once I started just working with women, I think as the Lord grew me specifically and matured me, that it was just one of those things that, I don't know, that was really important. And so for my own journey, I think they were always integrated. I just don't know that I could have always articulated that, if that makes sense. So something like, you know that you know something, but you're like, I didn't know I knew that until it would like came up against something else. And what was happening was I started noticing myself in comparison to other people. And as I would coach them, I would be like, so Claire, why is it that you look at it like this and you have the ability to go, you know, long-term or to think about things? And then I started making those notes. So it really came from the Lord giving me my ministry online to realize that gave me those aha moments of like, oh, this is how this actually works. And then in my own health journey, like I said, I've always been an active person. In college, I gained, you know, like an extra 20 pounds and I had to work through getting that off as I was a young adult and such, but it's never been one of those heavy, heavy things for me. And sometimes I struggle with that because I'm like, you know, people don't necessarily want to hear from somebody who's never had like the terrible testimony, right? They're kind of like, oh, please, this is nothing for you. But on the other hand, I feel like God has given me that strength and that power so that I can lead people along the way. So it's one of those things I've definitely stepped into in that way.
I love that. I want our listeners to understand how and why I asked you to come. And that's because as a ministry at Moms in Prayer, we pray for the spiritual and the physical well-being of our children. And we rarely emphasize the physical well-being portion of our children's lives, but health, fitness, what they eat, the discipline that they learn over their bodies is really important. And I know you believe that too. So, Claire, make a case for us. Why is it important that moms teach their children about healthy living?
Because if you don't, somebody else will. So it's that idea, are you going to be the one that has the high influence first in your kid's life about things? And you can say, well, what does that mean practically for us? But in a world where social media is right in front of our kids' fingertips constantly, and they're looking, engaging from looks wise to how people are eating, everything's documented nowadays. And so what happens is we've got these young, unformed minds that are immature trying to formulate what looks healthy for them. And in particular, girls, I'm not saying guys don't have that issue. I just really think it's important for us to shoot out the gate in any area of our life, as we know, as moms, and to be the one that's like, let's set the example, not by perfection, but because we want to say, we're going to take up some space here in regards to this area. And let's talk about this and have these conversations, because they will be discipled by someone in this area. And I just... we know this to be truly, the world is not where we get our truth and where we get the answers. And so, because again, we live in this information-driven world, they're going to pick up a lot of stuff. And believe me, my adult women that I deal with all the time, they're struggling. So if they're struggling on how to take care of themselves, how can I expect my 15-year-old daughter to be able to do that? So again, I just think it's really important for us as moms to, as best as we can, come and say, this is what it would look like for us to live a life that honors God. And I think that's the other thing, is you've got to look at where are we taking our cues from, because I come at this message from a different spot than other trainers would. Mine is all about surrendering to the Lord and honoring God with our bodies. And really, what does stewardship, which is management of a gift, the body is a gift. And if you go any other way than that way, then you will absolutely come up and hit a dead wall. And it will definitely be one of those things that is going to be defeating, but we can do it differently and counterculturally. And it's definitely my heartbeat. And so for me, I'm like, no one's taking that from me. I'm going to be the one that I want to imprint that onto my family as best as I can.
So this really isn't about what they look like, our kids. This is about health, right? Like we've got all kinds of women that are listening that you know and I know are bringing all kinds of baggage into this conversation right now. And really, you're saying we're making a case for the stewardship of our children's bodies.
Absolutely. 100%. Yep.
So we work through this as women who have either had struggles with our weight or with eating, or we probably come at it from the opposite side, which is discipline, and some of us probably even hyper-discipline. Can you define that spectrum of women that you see? Because we're going to boil it down and say, if we don't talk to our girls and even our boys about this, then they're going to fall in an unhealthy part of the spectrum. So what is that spectrum?
It's exactly what you defined. So we live in these extremes of either hyper-focus, like making ourselves so disciplined, there's only a focus on super clean eating, exercising all the time, no grace for anything. Your life is live and die by that schedule of a day with in regards to your health. Or the flip end, which is, hey, we're dying anyway. The bodies are going underneath. It doesn't matter. We're Christians. This is it, right? When I started in this space 9 years ago, I tell you, there were not a lot of people saying this message. And I felt like a weirdo, because I think most people to me who were Christians were kind of like this haphazard, like this is a vain type of a thing. It's super shallow. But what I was finding the implications of that were women were not healthy inside and out, which is kind of one of my messages in that way. So anyway, we live in these two extremes, right? And so what we're trying to find is this Holy Spirit balanced middle. And that's only achieved by living in step with the Spirit. I really believe that to be true. And so then there becomes a small range that we live our lives in. And I encourage that with women in seasons and such. And so it'll kind of be that with our kids too. And honestly, Lee, most of what I work on is less about specific habits. It's less about honing in on, did you guys eat your vegetables? Did you drink your water? Did you go exercise? Our conversations in the house don't necessarily rotate and revolve around that, nor do I really over-obsess on that with the women I coach. It is really more, I'm working on that internal change. I'm working on the internal change here and up here, because if that is rooted and anchored, when your behaviors are kind of a little off, you can easily draw that back in. But you can manage our behavior all we want, and we all know this to be true in so many areas of life. But if we don't have actually something that's deep-seated and rooted for us to bring us back in and help us focus, then we're going to be all over the place. So yes, there are the two extremes. I think that each mom is going to come at it with a different perspective because of her own past. Okay. So we know this to be very true. I work with women and I am trying to unravel and peel back layers of the onion of a lot of jacked up thinking and habits in regards to health. I can't even tell you how much work that is for me. But that's most of my work. Honestly, if I'm like, well, here's the exercise and eating plan, that's the easy part. Okay. The mother part is unteaching that. Well, what I try to say, and this is why it's important, I think, for us to be the ones leading the charge with our kids, is we now have the opportunity at a young age to start to build those up for them. And so when we're dealing with moms, though, trying to teach their children something that they themselves are struggling with, again, on either extreme, okay? So they know that they're super obsessive about their bodies. Maybe they struggle with an eating disorder, whatever that's the case, or they realize that they have, you know, a tendency towards gluttony and laziness and excessiveness in that way, right? So, but this is life. Like, this is no different than if we were talking about finances with our family or any other type of thought life or something. So I always try to take the area of health and apply it to another topic that we're all also living in that maybe seems to be a little bit more acceptable or reasonable for us to talk to. So, you know, what does that look like? Well, the thing is, God's going to use this process of you building and raising your children up, and this is in regards to our faith and to their health and their education, whatever, also is the sanctifier for us as parents, right? So he's going to also turn that light on us. So as I'm teaching my daughter different things about her health, if I feel now that there is something in me that is turning to me and saying, well, Claire, you know, it brings up an old wound of something that someone said when I was 16 or something that I'm currently struggling with now as a 40-year-old mom, then what that is God's grace in him sanctifying and making me also in this time as I'm helping teach my kiddos, what is he doing to change me as well? And so I guess the hope and the encouragement I want to give is that if you feel that, and more than likely you will, you're going to come to a point when you're like, I know teaching my kids about health is really important, but I don't feel like I'm the woman to do it because I've got my hangups in it. I would say you're the exact person to do it because you are the one that God created and to put and to speak life and wisdom, and that he is going to also work through your inadequacies and your weaknesses, and he's also going to change you if you accept that, if you're willing to step into that imperfectly, messy, yes, all the above. But I think it's something, it's a perspective and it's a mindset that we all have to get our mind around.
Okay, so what are you praying specifically that will develop in your daughters and in your sons? Can you give us words or prayers that you would pray for your kids?
Honestly, I try to do a lot of the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, right? So I'm praying that my kiddos eventually will manifest those types of things like, you know, love and patience and faithfulness and self-control and such. But I'm praying that they love the Lord more than anything else in their life. So I'm not specifically praying perhaps about their health. I'm saying, God, use whatever it is in their life to draw them closer to you and allow the Holy Spirit to teach them and through that process. I don't say that I necessarily pray specifics for, like, you know, Lila would, you know, be just a really good exercise queen or something like that. But I pray that they would have self-control. I pray that they would have discipline. I pray that they would have a spirit of endurance, because this goes back to a point that I probably went off like this, is that the cool thing about success in your health is that if you simply apply and listen to the truths of the Word of God, it will actually help you get there. So it is praying for those things that we know are really important, which again are self-control, self-discipline, endurance, that grit, the ability to say, I'm worn out, I don't get this, but I'm going to get back up and continue going. There's something deeper inside motivating me. So, you know, those are the things I want my children, when I think about what I want them as they leave the house. I don't care if my daughter follows in my footsteps in regards to being loving, working out. I really have no, I'm very low bar on that, which maybe I should raise it higher. But I feel like I'm really careful with that because of what I do for a living, if that makes sense. But being active is very important to us. Like, we're going to take care of our health. We're going to take care of ourselves. However you do it, I don't care, but it is something. But when I want Lila or Sam to leave the house, I don't want them to be like, well, whew, my mom taught us that, you know, here's a balanced diet and here's macronutrients and all this kind of stuff. I want them to be like, we left that house resilient. We left that house with the ability to, like, you know, come back and say, I've got the self-control, I've got the discipline, and it applies in my health, it applies in my finances, it applies in X, Y, Z. And so those are more like the prayers that I kind of have.
I love that. That just totally wove in what I was hoping you would say about scripture too, which it is totally relevant when we apply this to our physical health and our well-being, is that the word becomes a tool in helping train and spur our children and us on in health and well-being, right?
100%. I lean heavy into that with everybody. Yeah.
Okay. What would you recommend for moms whose kids are sedentary by nature? You know, like the ones who would rather play video games than the one that would rather play sports?
Oh yeah. We've got one of those in our house. So it's something I'm currently living and I'm working through in our life. I think it's important not to compare or make them be like the other exemplary student that you think that they should be, or athlete or whatever. So I think there's a lot of ways, and I say this is also for adult women, there is a lot of ways to honor God with your body and to take care of it. There's a ton of different ways that you can do it. You don't have to do CrossFit. You don't have to run marathons. You don't have to do Pilates. You don't. And I really empower women to step into that. That's a societal type of a pressure. So what I would say is uniquely finding what that would work for that particular child, you know, something that they'd be interested in. Secondly, social. Always, anytime you can involve a friend or something like that, which is also a tip for women as adults, most of the time there's something about that accountability that's helpful. So if you can get a friend also involved or a group sport or something like that, I think that's really important. And then, you know, I do think praying over it. I think that just allowing the Spirit to kind of work through their little hearts, and at the right time, I think it does happen. And I think anytime we berate them or guilt them, it's just, it does not work. It doesn't work. And so I would really be careful about that and just trying to speak positively about it. And then living that yourself. I think living that yourself and letting them see the beauty of a life that is healthy and that honors God. So again, I'm in the middle of that one right now.
And this could look as different as our children are one from another, right? Like being active and keeping physical health in mind is going to look different based on the individualities of our child. So if my child has a physical disability or an issue like that, this can be creative, right? There's not a one size fits all for our kids.
Absolutely. And the same rule applies as an adult as well. We all have limitations. The Lord is sovereign over that, over what that is. So there's no scripture formula in the Bible that says this is how you're supposed to steward your health. You need to run 3 miles a week and, you know, do X, Y, Z in eating organic foods or whatever. It's why, again, I hone in so much on people's intimate walk with the Lord, because I think you just have to be able to listen to the Holy Spirit. Now, obviously, with your child, you're going to be part of that voice for them, you know, and like how you would help them get to that spot. But it's so very unique, and that is absolutely okay. And if that's one thing I would say to women for themselves and for their kids is stop, you know, take your eyes off of everybody else and then just really listen to what God is saying about what your family vibe and your specific child needs in regards to stewardship of their health.
That's so good. So we have a body image crisis amongst our girls for sure. And I think I'm even seeing this in our boys beginning. And I want to ask you, like, what do you think drives that right now? And I think we understand why parents need to address this, but so more like, how are you doing in this in your home with Lila?
Yeah. So for sure, body image crisis. I think that honestly, that's been an issue. I mean, I remember when I was little, you know, you like look at yourself and you're like, oh my gosh, I look fat or something like that. So you've got that. But now you look at this day and age where everything on social media is just, again, up in your face. And so you're constantly comparing yourself, or the girls are comparing themselves, the guys are comparing themselves. You just don't get a break from it. You know, so I struggled with it back in the day. And I didn't have, you know, pictures and ads and dance people and all that kind of stuff in the way. So I think that because we're inundated with that, that's why it's heightened. There's no doubt. And I think in general, if you think about the spiritual attack on Christians, the body, whether it is in regards to, you know, pregnancies, abortions, disease, whatever that is, like the body is a holy thing. And you look at kind of a spiritual, again, attack and where Satan would like to get people, it's going to be that way. Our bodies are temples. And so if he can take that and destroy any type of that, he is definitely going to try. So I think that we can't forget that that, you know, absolutely is a piece to it. And so again, it's the same type of rules. Like, how am I doing this now with Lila? We don't talk about really, health is not really a hot topic that I'm constantly talking about. Now, again, you have to understand I'm coming from a different perspective because this is what I do for a living. So it's one of those things where that can get tricky, that can get a little dangerous, because it could be like, well, my mom was a fitness instructor and a health person. Everybody looked at her and she had a nice body and was always skinny. And that's what I grew up with. And, you know, you know the conversations that people have when they're in their adult life about their healthy parents or whatever. And I just never want that to be the thing. I don't want that to be what Lila remembers about me. Again, more focused, my husband and I, more focused on just staying healthy, us feeling good, us owning our bodies. So understanding also differences in body types. So I have a more athletic body type. I always have. I've been an athlete. So I have muscles. And so like, that's not always looked highly upon, you know? So if my daughter has more of a muscular body or perhaps a curvier body because of hereditary or whatever, like allowing her to have that permission to say that you don't have to try to look like the other girl who is tall, skinny, and lanky or whatever, because you never will. And that's not how God created you. So I think there's also open conversations about owning who you are and what God has made you to be and look like. And that also would come into play with any type of injuries that you happen to get or disabilities that you would have, and even into the emotional and mental pieces that sometimes we struggle with as well.
And I think that's so helpful. So we're almost out of time. And I know that there are moms that are listening who feel like this is an area where she needs to grow. And she feels absolutely defeated in this area. Can you speak some truth to her right now? Like, especially for the one who feels like her body is the enemy.
The thing I would tell her is this is way more spiritual than it is physical. And how we address the spiritual is we go to our Creator and we're open with Him about it. I think that it is important to know that it is a good and holy thing for us to take care of our bodies. And it's going to be for some more of a struggle than it is for others. Sometimes it's the thing that is the thorn in your flesh, while for another person, it's their marriage, you know, or for another person, it's a financial type of a thing or whatever. I just have found that for some women, they've got everything else figured out in their life, but their health is just one of those demons that keeps coming up constantly. And they live in this constant cycle of guilt and shame. And it's so sad because then you start to believe all those lies. But there is freedom in that. Here's the thing. There's freedom when you are able to come openly to the Heavenly Father and your Creator, and He is able to give you the wisdom and the discernment for you. And that's I guess I really like to empower people to say that it doesn't have to look like anyone else, that it is between you and the Lord. He's going to use other people to keep you accountable and to keep you encouraged and to give you knowledge. But at the end of the day, you need to be seeking wise counsel for him. And I think that we have to be able to give God everything that we have. Elizabeth Elliot has a quote, and I say it often, that we can't give God our lives, but keep our bodies to ourselves. And so it's one of those things where we say, God, you can have everything in our life, but our body, but you don't have a right to come and talk to me about my addiction to Oreos, or you don't have a right to come and talk to me about serving or about having, or whatever it might be. There's kind of this like, yeah, I'll give you everything in my life, God, but you can't have this one little tiny piece here. And God's like, I don't care about this. I know I've got this. He's like, push that away. I'm after this. And that might be your health for you. And know that there's some warfare going on there as well, because I think that Satan takes down a well-meaning, kingdom-minded woman just by stepping on the scale every morning. Like a woman can step on the scale and she's gone for the day. You have taken any ounce of energy, excitement, momentum, motivation to go out and kill it for the kingdom because you stepped on the scale and it didn't move or it's up 15 pounds. I wish that was not true, but I know it's true because I talk to so many women. And so you tell me what's on the line. You tell me if you think that it is just purely a physical thing. I just don't think it is. And I think when you realize that you've got to fight a little bit, that there's somebody that's warring against you, that I think it kind of makes you slip that chest up a little bit. It's like, not today, Satan, right? So it's one of those things that's like, you think you're going to get me because that scale did not look that way, or I don't like cellulite on me, or it's bathing suit season, I hate the way I look, whatever. But really know that there's something else playing into it more than likely. And so I think that that gives you that motivation to say, I'm going to honor God with my body, no matter how imperfect it is, no matter how different it is. And it may never look like what it did when I was 22, but that's okay because I trust you. And so I think that that is the mentality that then helps us. It provides that foundation that then helps us to continue on and to endure when we get hit and beat up, because we're going to. I struggle with body image too. I struggle with motivation. I'm not unique in that way. I've just learned enough how to pop back up. Every time there's an issue.
Oh, so good. Claire, I'm going to ask you to pray for the women that are listening right now, especially as we address this issue as mothers. But before we hop off, how can our friends connect with you?
So my website is clairesmith.me, C-L-A-R-E. And then my Instagram, which is typically where I'm the busiest, is Claire Smith Official. It's the same thing on Facebook as well. Right now I'm in a little bit of a sabbatical as we're moving into a new house, and it's kind of crazy, but that's really pretty much where I share my heart, and I've got lots of videos and encouragement there. So
good. Thanks, Claire. Will you pray for us?
Absolutely. Father, we're just so thankful that you are the creator of our bodies, of our souls. Father, that you sustain us, that you give us the ability to endure, and that you love us enough to stick with us when we are defeated. Father, I pray that you would give us as moms wisdom and discernment over our children and how we help teach them and influence them in the area of health and fitness. God, help us to use the principles that we have learned in your word to do that, Father, not in a heavy-handed way, but God, in a way that provides light and just a new and refreshed countercultural perspective. God, I pray that our children will be lights, beacons of light to those that they are in school with, that they would also be able to teach other people about how they have learned to steward their health, and also what that faith looks like, how to integrate that into their lives, Lord. I pray for those women and for those children who maybe have some specific disabilities or hangups or addictions. God, I ask that you would take those away, that they would trust you for the next step in that, that any warfare, anything that Satan is trying to get in and mess with by the blood of Jesus, that is cleansed, that is taken away, and that your power would be there and be there strongly, Father. And so we just pray that we know that there's so much upon the body when we look in this world. And God, it is just a tool. It is just a temple for us as well to house the Holy Spirit. And God, may it be something that's pure. Father, may it be something that is just surrendered to you. It's not perfect by any means, but God, may it be a tool to just bring light into this world with our children. Let our children do that, and let we do that as well, Father. And we're just thankful for the health that we have, because we know when it's taken away, we certainly do miss it. So God, I ask that you give us a fresh perspective today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Isn't Claire so down to earth? Don't you want to pray the same things for your children and help them to develop a godly and healthy perspective on their physical bodies? I sure do. You can find our show notes, ways to connect with Claire, and links to the things we talked about on our website on the blog at momsinprayer.org. If you're new to Moms in Prayer, jump on our website right now at momsinprayer.org and find easy directions on how to start a group. It's so simple, and our coordinators are waiting and praying you'll reach out. You aren't in this alone. Our prayer training could revolutionize your motherhood. Moms are making the difference, friends. Moms doing the hard work of teaching their kids. See you next week.